Hey, good morning and welcome to Thursday, March edition, March 24th edition of The Morning Show. Got the sun shining. We're up to 32 degrees. And as promised, big event coming up this weekend out in Hankinson. Year in, year out, always a great event at the beautiful Hankinson Community Center. Cares for Cancer 2022 edition. And great to see Terry Gerger in studio with us this morning. Terry, good morning and welcome
morning.
Back.
Hey,
well, tell us a little bit about this year in and year out. You always do such a fantastic job with this Cares for Cancer benefit. First, what is this all about?
Well, Cares for Cancer was established in 06, and so we're on, what, 25 years, or 15 years, 16 years? And it started out to keep all the money in a community, but utilize it in the community. It started out using, like, hospice. It came off of the Relay for Life type thing.
Okay.
Designed this to stay within a 40-mile radius of Hankinson. And we became a 501(c), so any donations now are 100% deductible, as long as it's cash or,
sure.
You know. It's been working really well since we became a 501(c). We now donate or grant out to support individuals with medical hardships, so we can help them get through that medical hardship financially through grants, and every month we grant out money. And we, I think our budget's about $65,000 to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We also donate to hospice in a large way.
That's what you were saying. A lot goes to hospice. Definitely a worthwhile cause.
Children's hospitals, mm-hmm. We donate to them. We give a little money to Caring Bridge. So anything to help people manage through these hardships, whether it's, you know, hopefully a lot of those are people who get healthy and they're back with us, and
right.
That's happened, and they've been very supportive coming back to say thank you, and they help us out too. So,
well, I was going to say, what does that make you and your committee feel like when you see survivors coming back in?
Awesome. It's so heartwarming, and we're here to help others. That's why we're here.
Right.
And this is such a great way to do it. We have so many people that help. We have a large committee, and we're always looking for more. We try to get committee members from that 40-mile radius, so all the way up to Kindred, down into South Dakota, Foxhole, Minnesota, out to Milner, North Dakota.
And you were saying you have how many on your board?
I think there's about 30.
Okay.
But we get more volunteers during a big benefit like this too,
sure.
To come in and help out, because there's so much to do. But we've been doing it for quite a while, so it's kind of flows along pretty good. Everybody knows their job.
Well, and what a place to have it, too, that beautiful Hankinson Community Center. Now, Terry, tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on throughout the evening here and kind of from start to finish. What's going on?
All right. At 3:30, the doors open, and there'll be silent auction. There'll be, I think it's a pig wheel. There'll be some raffles going on. There'll be gun boards available to get on. A little bit later on, they'll start the meat raffles, and the meal is start serving at 4:30.
Okay.
This year it's steak, and I think another meat, maybe chicken. I'm not sure. And the barbecue, the Brothers Barbecue out of Hankinson.
Loving that.
They are doing the cooking, and those guys are good. They're winning awards all over the place. So they're helping out free of charge. Thank you very much, guys. Then all of the gaming continues. Silent auction, raffles, large raffles, where we got Traeger grill, we got these designer purses with gift cards in them, we got a 65-inch TV, a Blackstone flat grill on raffles, plus many other things. There's a live auction, there's a video arcade. You have your own video arcade.
Wow.
We sell bottles of liquor with a key on it, and one of those keys will open a gun case and they'll win a gun.
Wow.
Now, of course, we ask that they go hunting and then consume mm-hmm. the bottle afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah. But important to point that out.
But that's been a fun. So six people will get that opportunity. And it's just another way to have a lot of fun with it. So we have some art prints. We have some homemade furniture. Some beautiful furniture comes in that's been made. And that goes very well. We've got some coins, silver coins. We've got a NDSU championship football signed by the team from this last January. I've got a John Deere Precision tractor. It's a toy tractor. It's a 4020. I know there's a lot of people out there that grew up with a 4020 or that type of tractor. This has a handmade row crop cultivator on it. It's like a one-of-a-kind. And it was donated by Lamar Toy Company out of Iowa. Donated it. And this is like a one-of-a-kind thing.
Oh, so
and
there you go, collectors. Get in on that.
That's going to be auctioned off, and we expect high money out of this thing because it's,
you'll get it.
It's beautiful.
Right.
Got a John Deere tricycle, pink IH pedal tractor. We've got a beautiful, get this, 90-inch by 109-inch quilt that Julie and Rob Meyer donated, and it's all NDSU Bison T-shirts.
Sewn together.
The team, all sewn together into a beautiful golden yellow and green quilt.
You get some big money
on
that, too.
That's going to be on the auction.
You bet.
Meat raffles. So they'll be selling tickets for meat raffles. And these aren't just like one piece of meat. They're meat bundles. So you're getting several pieces of to go with that. And that'll go on during the evening. I suppose I'm guessing around 5 o'clock or so they'll start them. The dinner, of course, will be all the trimmings with it. To go with it.
Sure.
We have silent auctions going on from 3:30 till about 7. There's two rooms that'll be just silent auction items and with the raffles and stuff. So a lot of you know, 90% of stuff's all donated from people.
Unbelievable.
And businesses. And we sure appreciate that. Gun boards, always a big deal.
Huge.
We're going to have lots of gun boards. So guys, gals, come early to get on those. And as we fill those out, we're going to announce them and award them right away so we keep things kind of moving on. But there is so much going on, and it just flows so well. And we just want people to come out and support it because by doing that, you're supporting your own community and helping these people. That's what this is all about, is helping those with that medical hardship need a little cash to help them get by doing some things, whether it's travel or doctor bills or whatever.
And 100% of this, let's mention this again, rolls right back to the
yes,
community.
Yes, 100%. This is a fully volunteer, it's a 501(c). We have people that just drop off $300-$500 in cash, and it's fully deductible because they, you know. Otherwise, if you come and you say, well, you're bidding, let's say you're in a live auction, one of a kind thing up there, and you say, well, that's too much money. You always got to remember, you're here to donate.
That's true.
But if you win that auction, you go home with that item, too.
Mm-hmm.
So now take that off that cost.
That's a win-win.
That's a win-win. I love buying things at live auctions because I'm going home with something.
Exactly.
I'm making my donation. I knew what I was going to spend, but I'm going home with something, too.
Exactly.
And that's what it's about. Have fun with it and so forth. So.
And Terry, let's cover this again. Typically, and you can ballpark it, how much typically does Cares for Cancer take in within an
event?
Well,
we try to get up to about $80,000.
Unbelievable.
And that's kind of where we've hit, between $70,000 and $80,000. We also have another raffle that's been going on. It's $2,400 in Shields carts, and that's a $10 ticket. Now, there may be some at the door, but come early because those will disappear.
And, in a big
we'll
hurry.
Do that drawing,
sure.
too, when that's completed. But that always goes over very well.
Going to be a great event. Terry, great to have you in. My friend, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
The weather looks like it'll be a little bit cool, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We just want people to come out and enjoy it. If you can come early and you can eat, and if you want to leave, that's fine. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a lot of these items are on the internet.
Oh, yes. I was going to ask you about that. We can find that on social media.
Goes to Cares for Cancer. It's on the Facebook page. It's been posted all over. So on our Facebook page. And then our website is Cares for Cancer Incorporated.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Incorporated. So if you go to that, there's a couple other Cares for Cancer, but to find the right one. And then you can log in or you can lock in and get in on right now.
All right.
You can do auction items.
And, folks, if you're missing any of this interview, we're going to repurpose this in podcast later on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go back and get that information. Terry, always great to see you here,
hey,
my friend.
It seems like a lot of work right now because it's crunch time. But, boy, when you're done, you say, oh, man, that was a blast. People say they wait for this to come because it is such a fun evening.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, great event. Yeah.
Some of these people that get bidding on items, it's just great. You know, we love that.
It's been a great event year in and year out.
I do want to mention, too, that OSPI Auctioneers, we want to thank them for being part of. They dedicate all their time for free to do the auction. So we really appreciate them. Hankinson Community Center, the city's very good about allowing us to utilize the building. The Sons of the Legion will be running the bar, and they always are very generous to us, too. So, and all the people that donate bars, thank you. And all the people that work, you know, we had actually on the meal even, we have, I picked up potatoes from Hall Farms up at Hoople. Thank you, Hall Farms.
Just donating
that.
They
washed them. They sized them for baking. We don't have to do anything but wrap them and cook them. Dakota Growers Pasta. There's in town, Doc's Pub helped us out. One of the big food companies, I can't remember which one that delivers out there, but they helped us out too. I'm going to miss somebody. I know I would. I don't have that in front of me.
Always but, nice to have but, friends,
oh,
I'll
we,
tell you
we
what.
We do. We do. And I'm going to go up to science school now. They're going to print off our couple of big, you know, there's everybody steps in and helps.
You
that's
got
what,
it.
That's what's neat.
Well, that's what community is all about.
Yeah. Definitely. We do want to remind people in that 40-mile radius of Hankinson, if you have a need, please apply for granting.
All right.
That's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Make good use of that. Terry, thanks for stopping in, my friend. Have a great
your
event.
Time.
You got it. Good to see you
all right.
again.
Take care.
Terry Gerger, it's Cares for Cancer, the benefit happening this Saturday, March 26th. Doors open up at 3:30. The event runs till 10 o'clock or maybe later. And, of course, don't forget steak supper, 4:30 till 8 o'clock. It's 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Today's Farm Family Legacy is brought to you by Titan Machinery, your local Case IH dealer in Wahpeton. The Meyer Family Farm started in 1921 when Rob and Greg Meyer's